The expression, "he can't see the forest for the trees," describes someone so caught up in details they miss the bigger picture. This is an attempt to see the forest and the trees, but it's only a starting point. Ideas and information from Elliott Lake residents, both longtime and new, would help create a balanced vision for our new strategic plan. Urban forests. About our urban forest, earlier this month a row of 6 mature silver maple trees were cut down on Ontario Street at the Upper Mall. An earlier story reported 4, however, on a return visit I discovered there had been 6. Their removal changed the landscape dramatically. Few residents would say it was for the better. Elliott Lake Public Works reported the trees were removed because roots were observed when scoping a sewer main in the area. There are also plans to replace sewer laterals, the pipes connecting the main to the adjacent building. The trees were located on the same side of the property as the laterals. Depending on the specific location of the pipes, the trees could obstruct excavation. Council discussed the sewer issues at this location last Monday. Acting Director of Public Works, Bill Golding, informed council that 2 4-inch laterals need to be replaced. As well, Golding brought information about a new method for their replacement, recommended by public works staff. The new method inserts the pipe horizontally and does not require excavation. According to the discussion at council, Elliott Lake has not done it this way before, and it's a much less expensive method than excavation. On Wednesday, Elliott Lake Today spoke to Golding about this new method. Golding was quick to point out the idea came from the good investigative work of staff in his department. He is also hopeful this can be a cost-effective solution for future sewer problems at some other locations, as they arise. In other good news, if the pipe is seamless, invasive tree roots might not be an issue for these pipes. That could offer more options for managing our maturing urban forest as we replace our underground infrastructure. Many of us live here because of the natural beauty. The urban forest is an important part of that appeal. It's also integral to council's desire to establish a comprehensive marketing plan for the municipality by highlighting its natural beauty. That phrase comes from the draft action the citizens will be reviewing during public input sessions for the strategic plan, August 29 and 30. Wilderness forests. About our wilderness forest, so far this summer the fire department was called out at least 3 times, to bushfires at Angel Lake caused by campfires that were not put out properly. Angel Lake is about a half kilometer from City Homes. Right now, we are very aware of how forest fires can impact a city as we watch the news from Yellowknife and Kelowna. The topic of forest fire needs to be added to the list of threats in our strategic plan and discussed. We have a disaster plan, but prevention ideas and the public will to support them are what we really need. Have your say. The council is inviting public participation. Let's make sure we participate and get the urban and wilderness forests planning right. Our future depends on it.